Today's episode, Cement Feet in Death Valley. My wife Gail and I have spent a good many years hiking and exploring Eastern California's Death Valley. One thing that always piqued our interest would be when we noticed a tamarisk or mesquite tree growing isolated in an otherwise stark and barren landscape. The appearance of these trees usually indicated the presence of water, and we would routinely hike over to further explore the area around the tree. Off of California State Highway 190, about 9 miles west of Furnace Creek Resort, we noticed one of these lone sentinels growing about 500 yards from the edge of the blacktop. We parked the car and walked over towards the tamarisk. As we approached, we noticed segments of old blacktop indicating the highway probably passed this way at one time before a flash flood decided it should be located somewhere else. We nosed around the base of the tree looking for any evidence of a small seep or spring. What we found instead completely caught us off guard. There, slightly obscured by a healthy creosote bush, were 2 feet attached to the lower legs, about 2 feet tall, and made out of concrete. We had heard stories of cement overshoes being placed upon some hapless victim and then dumped in the desert by those who ran the Las Vegas casinos back in the 50s and 60s, but it was clear this was something else. Thinking we may have stumbled upon the find of the century, we hurried back to visit one of our Park Service friends to tell him of what we found. Ranger Allen listened intently. When we completed our report, Allen pulled out a file cabinet drawer and pulled out a 1963 edition of Desert Magazine. Allen proceeded to show us the story of a one Driftwood Charlie who lived in a rundown trailer just outside the Death Valley National Park boundary and had created a rather elaborate desert garden there beginning in 1959. According to the magazine story, Charlie's garden contained dozens of somewhat elaborate figures he constructed from nearby pumice, travertine wood, and cement, and tens of thousands of visitors had stopped in over the years to see Charlie and his work. From what we could find, all that remains today are the 2 concrete feet. Did Charlie sell all his work to visiting tourists? Did Charlie's garden get washed away by an infrequent Death Valley flash flood? No one seems to know, but the feet are out there. I saw them, lying in the desert wash, making for another great tale along El Camino Sierra.